WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, part two of our annual end-of-year news quiz. Hello, everybody. Were you paying attention in 2012? Call in if you want to play. Actually, our lines are already full, but if you want to get through when people finish up, it's 212-433-WNYC. And if you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC vintage map shopping bag and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2012 News Scholar. So in just a minute, we'll meet our special guest quizmaster, more used to being on the other side of the game, Ken Jennings, the winningest contestant ever on Jeopardy. Ken Jennings in just a minute. But while we're getting him set up, we're also doing a one-day end-of-year membership drive today to ask all our regular listeners to make a year-end contribution to WNYC before the December 31st tax deadline. So we would gratefully appreciate it and greatly appreciate it if you include us on your year-end donations list. So we're taking a few minutes here and there in our broadcast day here on December 27th to do this one-day drive. Can you contribute to the station's financial health for 2013 at WNYC.org? It's quick and easy on and off the site at WNYC.org or on our mobile app if you have that, or on the phone at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. It's just 2 minutes on the phone or 2 minutes on the site or 2 minutes on the app. Take your pick. If you've gotten a lot of news and cultural programming from WNYC that's been important to you during 2012, we ask you to make a year-end donation to the station right now on this one-day drive to coincide with the year-end tax-deductible contribution-making period, since so many people do wait till the end of the year. Thank you very much for considering it. And just one more time, the phone number is 1-888-376-WNYC. That's 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org or on the app. And thank you all very, very, very much. And all right, back to the news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2012? Again, three in a row right, and you'll get a WNYC vintage map shopping bag and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2012 News Scholar. And with me now is Ken Jennings. Maybe you know him as the all-time leading money winner and winning streak record holder on Jeopardy. Maybe you know him for being one of the humans to take on Watson, the IBM computer, last year in Jeopardy's Man versus Machine showdown. Maybe you know him from his appearances on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or from the weekly news quiz that he does on Slate, or his books, including his latest called Because I Said So, about the myths, tales, and warnings that parents passed down to their kids. Why? Because I said so. So, Ken, really great of you to join us. Thanks so much for being on the other side of the game.
No, it's a pleasure, Brian. It's always easier to have the answers in front of you.
Absolutely. And just to let people get to know you a little teeny bit, you were a software engineer before gaining such notoriety as a game show contestant starting in 2004. Were you always a trivia buff, or where did that store of knowledge come from for you?
Oh, yeah, I was. Even as a kid, I would pretend to be sick so I could skip school and watch game shows. I was a trivia nerd as far back as I can remember, I guess.
And you've written a few trivia-related books since, A Trivia Almanac, An Exploration of the Culture of Trivia, and your new book that I mentioned, Because I Said So, which I guess is kind of its own trivia, right? The myths and warnings that parents pass down to the kids. Did you see it in sort of the trivia category?
I did. I sort of saw it as the unholy spawn of a trivia book and a parenting book. You know, if those two parts of the bookstore could ever get together, you know, what would that book look like? And it turned out a lot of the cliches that parents tell their kids were ripe for debunking.
So before we jump into the news quiz, you want to give us one iconic parental warning that turned out to be true and one that turned out to be false after you did the research?
The one that surprised me most was true, is that chicken soup actually is uniquely good at treating cold symptoms, better than any other hot liquid. So, you know, centuries of Jewish moms have been validated by science. And the one that people come after me about that's false is that I guess there's no evidence linking sugar and hyperactivity. That's just parental wishful thinking. Your kids are really like that, mom and dad.
Huh. That came up in my home just the other day with my kids. As a matter of fact, I think I was on the wrong side of that one. I think it makes me hyper. So maybe it only makes grown-ups hyper. But I want to clear up one question from last hour, which was on the question of record painting sales. The Scream, was indeed the most expensive painting sold at auction for $120 million. During this year. The most expensive painting ever sold was Cézanne's The Card Players, sold in 2011 for $259 million. Wow. But the difference is that was in a private sale. And the record that The Scream set was for the highest ever paid at auction at $120 million. So since a few people wanted that cleared up, and so did I, there it is for all of time. All right, let's go back to our callers. Paul in Brooklyn. Hi there, you're on the air. Happy New Year. Ready for some news quiz questions?
I am ready. Happy New Year, Brian.
All right, Ken, hit him.
Here's your question. The South African athlete Oscar Pistorius became the first amputee to run in the able-bodied Olympics this year. Now, what was his nickname? Also the title of a 1982 movie.
I want to say the Raptor, but I can't think of a movie called that.
It was not the Raptor, so thank you very much for starting us off. And let's go next to, let's see, Sue in the West Village. Hi, Sue. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did you hear the question?
And yes, I did, and I'm afraid I don't know the answer.
Oh, all right. Thanks for trying. David in Astoria. If three, by the way, Ken and everybody, if... a question stumps three people in a row, then we give the answer and retire the question as just too mind-numbingly difficult. So, David, you're going to get this one, too, about Oscar Pistorius.
They call him the Blade Runner.
They sure did. Also known as the fastest man on no legs, which we would have accepted. He uses J-shaped prosthetics known as the Flex Foot Cheetah to run. Some people will remember his participation was controversial, as many critics claim that the prosthetics helped him too much. And David, after getting that one right, you get a no-risk follow-up. So if you get this right, this is your second correct answer. If you get it wrong, you get to go on to another question. Anyway, Ken, you got it?
I do. This is also about Pistorius. The follow-up is, did he medal?
I'm going to guess no.
Ken?
Oh, he did. He didn't get an individual medal, but he did get the silver for Team Relay for the South African team.
But that was a no-risk bonus question.
All right. Excellent.
To your benefit.
Still alive.
So,
still alive.
Ken, hit him with the next question.
The group Invisible Children created a video which has been watched over 95 million times since it was posted on YouTube this year. What was the name of the video, and what was it about?
The African warlord that
need the name.
Kato. Go get the warlord, and go get him.
Well, we need the name. In 3, 2, 1.
Kano.
Kano is wrong. David, thank you very much. All right, Joel in Allenhurst. Did you hear the question, and can you name that warlord?
Well, I was just very curious, Ken, watching you on the game shows. I think a lot of people are very curious. What did you wind up doing with a lot of the money that you won?
Oh, it's all safely socked away for, the kids' college fund, I guess. I didn't go put it on one hand of blackjack or anything.
Okay, okay.
Or a roulette wheel. I know you got that question wrong in another game show.
Brian, I did not hear the previous question, though.
Ken, you want to do it again?
Sure. So it's about the group Invisible Children. They created a video which has been watched over 95 million times since it was posted on YouTube this year. What was the name of the video? What was it about?
And it's the name of the video that you're going for here, which I think, as we established with the previous caller, the name of the video does include the name of the warlord.
Do I have an option to jump the question and skip to the second question?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, I don't know it.
Okay, Joel. Sorry about that. Thanks for trying. Ben in Manhattan. Hi, Ben. Did you hear the question?
About the African warlord.
Yes.
Right? I think it's Kony.
Kony. And what's the name of the video?
Kony 2012.
Yes. Did you just look that up?
I think I saw it earlier on the website.
All right. Kony 2012 is right. That's the important thing. Kony 2012 is right. One of the creators of the video, Jason Russell, had a very public and very nude breakdown in March, and apparently diagnosed with something they called reactive psychosis, and there was blowback. But nevertheless, raised a lot of awareness about the problems with Joseph Kony. All right, Ken, hit Ben in Manhattan with another question.
Okay, here's a clip from Saturday Night Live. It starts with Seth Meyers talking.
How did you find out that your name had been mentioned in the debate?
Oh, I got a million tweets.
Okay.
So who was Seth Meyers talking to there, and why?
It was Big Bird, and because Mitt Romney was threatening to shoot him, to cancel him.
To shoot him? Where did that come from? You're still stuck with Kony and what he does. Okay, so that's two in a row, right? Ken, one more, and we've got ourselves a 2012 new scholar.
Okay, the Pope initiated a new means of communicating with his followers this year. What did he start doing?
I think he started tweeting.
And as of this morning, at least, he has over 1.3 million followers. Not bad.
All right.
And Ken, do you see how many people the Pope is following himself?
Yeah, actually, like he only follows himself in other languages.
Which is pretty hilarious. He's only following seven people, and all of whom, as you say, are his own Twitter feeds in seven different languages. All right, so guess what? Ben in Manhattan, you are a 2012 Brian Lehrer Show news scholar. So hang on, and we will give you, we'll get your address so we can send you the WNYC Vintage Map shopping bag. And don't forget to use those bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party.
I will.
All right. And we will continue with all-time Jeopardy winner Ken Jennings wearing the other side of the or playing the other side of the street in quiz show land as we continue with our end-of-year Brian Lehrer Show news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2012? Call up and get in line, 212-433-WNYC. WNYC with our annual end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2012? Three in a row right, and you'll get a WNYC Vintage Map shopping bag and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are Brian Lehrer Show 2012 news scholar. Still with us is special guest quizmaster Ken Jennings, playing the other side of the game today, best known for his all-time winning streak record on Jeopardy, his weekly news quiz on Slate, and books, including his latest called Because I Said So, which is about the myths, tales, and warnings that parents pass down to their kids. Ken, one question before we get back to the quiz. Last year, you were one of the humans to take on Watson, the IBM computer, in Jeopardy's Man versus Machine Showdown. I know a lot of our listeners followed that. And the computer won. And I'm just curious, did you ever think you had a chance, or was it just a matter of how much the computer would win by?
No, we actually had a chance. In practice rounds, me and the other carbon-based player both won actually quite handily. But when Watson gets a good run of categories, it's just too fast on the buzzer. You can't compete with computer reflexes, even if you know more than him.
And at the end of the match, you wrote on your screen, "I, for one, welcome our new computer overlords." Were you referring to the insect overlords line from the 1977 movie Empire of the Ants when Joan Collins said it, or the 1994 episode of The Simpsons when Kent Brockman said it?
Oh, my rule is always steal from The Simpsons, so I got it from Kent Brockman.
And you know, did you know that there was a New Jersey congressman, Rush Holt, who actually somehow beat Watson? I don't know that he had the same rules of engagement or what, but I've heard that he's got bragging rights on that one. Did you know about that?
I did see that, and he's a, from what I can tell, he's a very smart guy, but he did only play half of a Jeopardy round against the thing. So, you know, he only has maybe a quarter of the time in the Watson trenches that I did.
Okay.
But I still feel like we're combat buddies.
All right. We're going to have to get you guys on together. He's a scientist who went to Congress, so we'll get you two on together and talk trivia and stuff one of these days. Trey in Glen Cove, you ready for the news quiz?
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Trey. Happy New Year. Ken, hit him with a question.
All right, Trey. What cooking show host, known for high-fat, down-home concoctions, revealed a diagnosis of diabetes this year?
And I'm sorry, can you just repeat that question one time for me?
Sure. What cooking show host, known for high-fat, down-home concoctions, revealed a diagnosis of diabetes?
Oh, my God. I know who you're talking about. I can't recall her name. I'm just going to say Rachel Ray. She's coming to mind right now. But
nice try, but wrong, Trey. Sorry about that. We'll stay on Long Island and go to John in Copaig. Hi, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, Brian, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I'm a very long-time listener, second-time caller. The first call was the day you came back from China, and I reminded you about the power-sharing mess up in Albany when you were away.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. Now, do you know who had the bad diet mess up based on her own recipes?
I could see her in my mind. However, this is only the second question of the whole show from 10 o'clock that I don't know.
Oh,
I think it's
sure.
Susie someone.
I think it's... is wrong. John, thank you very much for calling. And Ken, you know, they always say when they can't get a question, no, this is the only one I didn't know.
That's a trick of the game show trade. I have learned that one myself.
Joe on Staten Island. Joe, if you don't get this, we're going to retire the question as too difficult. But I didn't think this one was too difficult.
You're not going to have to. It's Paula Deen.
Absolutely. Paula Deen. Announced in January. And curiously enough, she announced her diabetes in the context of announcing a sponsorship with Novo Nordisk for diabetes treatments. So there you go. All right, Ken. Joe on Staten Island gets another question.
Okay, it's a toughie. Which British filmmaker directed the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics in London, which featured dancing National Health Service nurses?
Directed the Olympics. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Very, very famous director.
You know, I won last year. I'm trying to continue. But you know what, Brian? I didn't actually get my... My tote bag.
Really? Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, Joe, I'm sorry. We'll talk to you off the air about last. If you can identify the model tote bag that we were giving away last year, then we'll send you one. But okay, let's continue on to Reed in Brooklyn. Hi, Reed. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can you name that director? Did you hear the question?
Can you repeat the question?
Ken?
Sure, it's a British filmmaker who directed the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics in London this year. It featured dancing National Health Service nurses.
I wanted the dancing National Health Service nurses to somehow be the answer to the question, but I didn't get that. It's in the question. But who's the director who got to direct those dancing British Health Service.
I think his name is Dan Boyle.
It is. Doesn't sound like you have a tremendous familiarity with Danny Boyle, who did Slumdog Millionaire, 28 Days Later, Trainspotting, things like that. But yes, that is right. Ken, give him another question.
Okay. Rafalka's elimination from the Olympics dressage competition made the news here. Why was that big news?
That is Ann Romney's horse.
Absolutely right. The writer said after the competition, quote, "She's not a horse that makes mistakes, typically, unless I fall asleep and do something out there. She basically does what I tell her to. If there's a mistake, it's always me. It's never her." I think Mitt said the same thing about Anne. If there's a mistake, it's always me. It's never her. Anyway, you are one question away from being a 2012 Brian Lehrstahl New Scholar and winning a WNYC Vintage Map shopping bag. Ken?
This could be the final question. Who won the Nobel Peace Prize this year? It was not an individual person.
The European Union?
Yes, the Nobel Committee recognized the 27-nation European Union for advancing peace, reconciliation, democracy, and human rights. They didn't say anything about Greece's finances. But there you go. Part of the world that perhaps has been the most successful at abolishing war, at least for the last 60 or 70 years, and that's why they won. And, Reed, you were paying attention in 2012, and that's why you won. Congratulations. You going
Thank
to a
you.
Good New Year's Eve party?
I am. I think I'm going to go down to Philadelphia and hang out with a friend there.
Cool. Well, figure out a way to bring it up. You know, you don't want to sound like too much of a braggart, but you want to just kind of casually slip it in. You know, I was a 2012 Brian Lehrstahl News Scholar.
I think I'm going to get a T-shirt made.
So, you know, I got a little extra champagne maybe along the way. And send us a photo of that T-shirt if you actually get it made. And, Reed, hang on. We're going to get your address so we can send you that WNYC Vintage Map shopping bag.
Great. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. John in Paramus. Hey, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian. I just wanted to ask Ken Jennings. I know the questions were hard, but don't you think it was much harder putting up with Alex Trebek all those times?
It is hard for Alex Trebek, you know, because he just wants to get out of there and go to the Lakers game. He's got to sit through five of these games in a day.
I know.
Is that what they do? They tape once a week for the week?
Yeah, they do a full week in one afternoon, so they go, go, go.
Boy, that must be hard for the contestants, too. John, here's a question from Ken Jennings for you.
Okay, so listen up, John. Remember this moment from the Republican National Convention?
So, Mr. President, how do you handle promises that you made when you were running for election? And how do you handle it? I mean, what do you say to people?
So the question is,
name one of the things, specific things that Clint Eastwood criticized Barack Obama for when he was talking to that chair in Tampa, that fateful chair in Tampa.
The unemployment rate.
Is right. And also on our list, not closing Guantanamo, providing a drawdown date for the war in Afghanistan, and being an attorney, which got in there in kind of a general way as he was ad-libbing his way through the empty chair speech. That's pretty good, because I think a lot of people remember that there was an empty chair speech by Clint Eastwood, but don't actually remember any of the content. So that's pretty good that you were able to get that. All right, Ken, another one.
It's a follow-up, so there's no risk here. The RNC wasn't the only thing that got everyone tweeting about Clint Eastwood this year. In January, he made a splash during another highly watched event. What was it?
The Super Bowl.
Absolutely right. It was the Chrysler Halftime in America ad. Listen, folks, who remembers this?
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's Halftime America, and our second half's about to begin.
And that's why they booked him for the RNC. This guy's got the goods. We don't have to edit his script. So, all right, that's two in a row, right? Ken Jennings, hit him with another.
This could be it. Who predicted all 50 states correctly in the 2012 election and became a stat geek rock star as a result?
Ooh, I thought you were going to get this. If you knew Clint Eastwood's content, I thought you were going to jump right on this.
Can you repeat it just one more time? Sorry.
Sure. Who predicted all 50 states correctly in the 2012 presidential election and became a stat geek rock star in the process?
Kid Rock.
No, nice try, John. Very creative and inventive, but wrong. John, Happy New Year. Mary on the Upper West Side, did you hear the question?
I did. Ooh, I'm not sure, but I'm going to say Fox News.
Fox News is so wrong that
I
you
figured.
Don't know how wrong you are. Mary, thank you very much. JoJo in Brooklyn, did you hear the question?
No, I didn't. Can you say it again?
One more time, Ken.
Sure. Who predicted all 50 states correctly in the 2012 election and became a stat geek rock star as a result?
I know who this is. She was, I think, New York Times.
Need the name.
Shoot. I don't remember his name.
Okay, JoJo. Thanks a lot. Sorry about that. And suddenly, as three people in a row have missed what I thought was one of the easy questions on the list. We have some open lines at 212-433-WNYC if you've been waiting to get in line to play the end-of-year news quiz, 212-433-9692. And I don't know. We thought that NPR listeners, Ken Jennings, were so saturated with Nate Silver by Election Day that people would run right to that answer.
I'm still hitting refresh on 538.com just out of out of habit, even now, 3 months later.
I still want to know who he thinks is going to win the Baseball World Series next year. So, all right, but we retire the Nate Silver question, incredibly. And the reason why Fox News was so wrong was that, do you remember, Ken, how conservative pundits were jumping down Nate Silver's throat? They were accusing him of not actually doing statistical science, but really trying to tip the scales in favor of Obama. But it was really they who were trying to tip the scales in favor of Romney. And Nate Silver nailed all 50 states in the Electoral College. All right. Jesse in Queens. Hey, Jesse.
Hi. How are you guys doing
good,
today?
Good, good, good. Happy New Year.
You too.
Question for him, Ken.
Sure. This is also about the Republican National Convention. At the convention, Paul Ryan made a lighthearted dig at his buttoned-down running mate. Here, let's take a listen.
There are the songs in his iPod, which I've heard on the campaign bus, and I've heard it on many hotel elevators. He actually urged me to play some of these songs at campaign rallies. I said, look, I hope it's not a deal-breaker, Mitt, but my playlist, it starts with AC/DC and it ends with...
And ends with what? Which band did we cut off there?
We cut off the end. His playlist starts with AC/DC and ends with what?
ZZ Top?
It should have been ZZ Top. You know that? But it wasn't. Thank you for trying. Topiary in Brooklyn. Do I have your name right?
Yeah, Topiary.
Hey, Topiary. Happy New Year. And what was that band at the end of Paul Ryan's playlist?
Oh, God, I can't believe it. I knew Nate Silver. I don't know the band.
Sorry, Stephanie I'm having a little... Folks, Debbie, can you put up line 8 for me? And Topiary, happy New Year. Stephanie in Edgewater, do you know the band?
What was the question?
Ken?
Should we listen to the clip again?
No.
We'll sum it. This is Paul Ryan at the Republican National Convention. He said that on his iPad... Or on his iPod, the playlist started with AC/DC and ended with what band?
You want to say Led Zeppelin?
It was Zeppelin, which actually starts with L for Led, but we're going to give it to Paul Ryan, and we're going to give it to you because it's the right answer. Can keep going.
So the next question is, the most Googled person of 2012 was not Mitt Romney, not Barack Obama, but it was this singer who died on February 11th.
The most Googled.
I would say Whitney Houston.
Is right. You're one away from being our latest news scholar, Ken.
Okay, this could be it. What country was the host of the Summit of the Americas this year, where CIA agents were found to be hiring prostitutes while on the job preparing for the president's arrival? Was it Mexico, Colombia, or the United States?
I believe it was Colombia.
Stephanie in Edgewater, laughing all the way to the bank, is our latest Brian Lehrer Show 2012 News Scholar. And Stephanie, congratulations. Hang on, and we'll get your address to send you that WNYC vintage map shopping bag. And we thank Ken Jennings for being such a good sport and special guest quizmaster for part of our show today. His latest book is Because I Said So, about the myths and truths that parents pass down to their kids. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
It's a pleasure, Brian. Have a great New Year.
And listeners, keep calling because we have one more round to go. It's our true-false lightning round. All true-false questions coming rapid fire. You can win a prize and your bragging rights in under 30 seconds in this next round. If you've been paying attention in 2012. Have you? Stay tuned. Were you paying attention in 2012? Time for the lightning round. The rules are the same. It's very simple. Three in a row right. You will win a WNYC vintage map shopping bag and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrshow 2012 news scholar. Dan in Forest Hills, true or false? Elizabeth Warren was elected this year to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts.
True.
The New York Post called the Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, quote, freedom fighter after his defense of assault weapons last week.
False.
The Post called him a gun nut and a loon. And
right.
When Sandy hit New York and New Jersey, it was not technically a hurricane. It was a tropical storm.
True.
False. I'm so sorry, Dan. Thanks a lot for playing. The answer is it was officially a post-tropical cyclone. Rosemary on Staten Island, Happy New Year. And the finale headliner of the 12-12-12 concert for Sandy Relief was Bruce Springsteen. True or false?
False.
Bruce was the opening act. Since its IPO earlier this year, Facebook has nearly doubled the money of its initial investors. True or false? False. I'm sorry. The stock has lost money since the IPO. William in White Plains. True or false? The Democratic Convention was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
True.
True or false? The Republican Convention was in Orlando, Florida.
True.
False. It was in Tampa. Nice try. Susan in Freehold. Happy New Year. True.
Happy New Year.
True or false? Mitt Romney made his infamous comment about 47% of Americans lacking personal responsibility in a major televised campaign address just before the convention.
False.
It was at a closed-door fundraiser. Neil Armstrong, who died this year, was famous for saying, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
True.
False. He said, "One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." He's usually misquoted saying one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind because of a glitch in the transmission, but that actually makes no sense, and it was not what he said. Lee in Brooklyn. The candidate who accused Mitt Romney of being a vulture capitalist was Joe Biden. True or false?
False.
False. It was Rick Perry. The latest software for Android phones is called Jelly Bean. True or false?
False.
It is true. Rick in Brooklyn, the previous version was called Ice Cream Cone for Android. True or false?
False.
It was Ice Cream Sandwich. Paul Ryan finally distanced himself from libertarian novelist Ayn Rand. The reason was that Rand was pro-choice.
True.
That's right. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was given to Chinese human rights activist Chen Guangchen for protesting forced abortions. True or false?
False.
It was given to the European Union, and you are WNYC News Scholar. Hang on. You and your dog are going to get that shopping bag. Oh, gosh, we have 30 seconds left. It is the lightning round. Let's try Tom in Brooklyn. Hi, Tom. True or false? The Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the individual mandate in Obamacare.
True.
The court also upheld the requirement that states expand Medicaid to include more people.
That's false, Brian.
False. And true or false, the high quality of the Brian Lehrshow is largely the result of our producer team, Megan Ryan, Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alana Casanova-Burgess, with Debbie Daughtry and Leora Noam Kravitz at the audio controls. True or false?
Absolutely true.
So true that you are a WNYC News Scholar. Hang on, we'll get your address for the shopping bag. And thanks to all of you for listening. I will be back tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.